Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for March 18th, 2019, looking at the second portion of Acts chapter 13, Paul's first missionary journey. Beginning in verse 13, Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Pamphylia. John, however, left them and returned to Jerusalem. But they went on from Perga and arrived at Antioch in Pisidia. They went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. At the reading of the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, "Gentlemen, brothers, if you have a word of encouragement for the people, say it." Then Paul stood up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Men of Israel, and you who fear God, listen. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers and made them a great people during their stay in the land of Egypt, and with his uplifted arm he led them out. He put up with them for about 40 years in the wilderness. Then he destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, and he gave their land to his people as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After that he gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked God for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. After removing him, he raised up David as their king. God testified about him, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, to be a man after my own heart. He will do all that I want him to do.' From this man's descendants, God brought the Savior Jesus to Israel, in keeping with his promise. Before he appeared publicly, John had preached a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. As John was finishing his course, he said, 'Who do you suppose that I am? I am not that one, but look, that one is coming after me, and I am not worthy to untie the sandals on his feet.' Gentlemen, brothers, sons of Abraham's family, and to those among you who fear God, this message of salvation has been sent to you. The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize him, and by condemning him, they fulfilled the statements of the prophets that are read on every Sabbath. Though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him executed. When they carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These same individuals are now witnesses to the people. We are preaching to you the good news about the promise that was made to our fathers. God has fulfilled this promise for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, today I have begotten you.' That God would raise him from the dead, never again to be subject to decay, God said in this way, 'I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David.' Therefore, he also says in another place, 'You will not let your Holy One see decay.' For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation, fell asleep, was laid to rest with his fathers, and saw decay. But the one God raised did not see decay. So, gentlemen, brothers, let it be known to you that through this Jesus, forgiveness of sins is being proclaimed to you, also forgiveness from everything from which you could not be justified through the law of Moses. In this Jesus, everyone who believes is justified. So watch out that what is said in the prophets does not happen to you. Look, you scoffers, be amazed and perish, for I am going to do something in your days, something you would never believe, even if someone were to explain it to you." As Paul and Barnabas were leaving, the people kept begging them to speak again on this same subject on the next Sabbath. When the meeting of the synagogue had been dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God. This is the word of our God. In this first missionary journey, they leave from Syria and sail across to Cyprus and then up to modern-day Turkey or so. Check the show notes for a good map. And this kind of provides the background and the setting for the book of Galatians, because after Paul finishes his journey, he does kind of a little fish hook and gets persecuted along the way. And then he visits the churches that he started before returning back to Antioch, where he had begun. And so the background here is very helpful. And we see a couple of consistent things that will crop up again and again during his missionary journey. First of all, Paul starts in the synagogue. Paul goes to the believers who are Old Testament believers and who haven't been informed about Jesus the Messiah, and he starts with them because obviously they're kind of the core audience. He's got something in common with them already. They have the Old Testament scriptures, and so he explains to them who this Jesus is as the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. And in many cases, a lot of those people come to faith. We see that the first Saturday or the first Sabbath day that he shows up at Antioch in Pisidia, check the map for that, he's well received. Some people see, you know, the synagogue ruler sees that they've got some visitors in town, and obviously these people have a very strong Jewish background. It wouldn't be surprising if Paul had some sort of clothing that he wore that really designated him to be a Jewish person, such as his hairstyle or the hat or the cap that he wore in his head or something like that. And he would come in and a synagogue ruler would recognize him and say, well, come and speak. And Paul's message to them, when he's preaching to Jewish people, Paul's message to them really focuses on Jewish history and God's working through that Jewish history, because it's salvation history. And God working through that history is part of his efforts in bringing Jesus into the world at just the right time, in just the right way. These Jewish believers share the same background, the same blood in their veins as Jesus the Messiah. And their own history about being in slavery and being brought out of slavery, now God uses that history that he had guided with a spiritual application, and we'll get to that in a little bit here, such as bringing them out of slavery, or, you know, think of Matthew's quote, out of Egypt I have called my son. At any rate, the main point is that God uses that history to demonstrate his grace to them, and Paul refers to that history and says, dear friends, this is the Savior we have. He has come. And he has come in fulfillment of history, and also, especially in verse 33 and following, in fulfillment of prophecy. And if you look at the Psalms that are quoted here in verses 33, 34, and 35, you are my son, today I have begotten you, talking about the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that the Son of God has now become man as well. Verse 34, I will give you the holy and sure blessings promised to David. That all the blessings that God had promised to David, especially about the throne and having a descendant on the throne forever, have been fulfilled in this Jesus. And then verse 35, he focuses on the resurrection. You will not let your Holy One see decay. That Jesus was preserved from decay during those 3 days in the tomb, and that he has been raised from the dead never to die again. His body will not decay. And if you look at the context of the psalm there, from Psalm 16, verse 10, the psalm reads like the prayer of a confident believer. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. Even my flesh will dwell securely, because you will not abandon my life to the grave. You will not let your favored one see decay. You have made known to me the path of life, full of joy in your presence, pleasures at your right hand, forever. And it sounds like the prayer of a believer, and it really is, as David was writing for, you know, kind of a prayer for himself and for the other believers to use. I've even used this at a funeral. But then that application from Psalm 16 is also applied specifically with specific fulfillment in Christ. That Christ is the Holy One who has not been abandoned to the grave, whose body has not seen decay. And that's talking about there in verse verse 10. And because of Christ's resurrection, the believer knows that each of us will be raised from the dead, that our lives will not be abandoned to the grave, but that our bodies will be reassembled in a perfect and glorious way without sin, and body and soul reunited forever. Because of the resurrection of Jesus, the Holy One whose body did not see decay. And Paul makes the note in verse 36 of Acts here. For David, after he had served God's purpose in his own generation, fell asleep, was laid to rest with his fathers, but the one God raised did not see decay. And because this one that God raised from the dead did not see decay, now God's promise is that even though our bodies will be buried and decay, this same God will raise them from the dead to be reunited before him in glory for all eternity. So as you go about your day, think about the life that God has promised with you now, that you have eternal life now, meaning through faith you will never be separated from God. You have life with Jesus now, and that life will continue after death. That life will continue in heaven in just the same way, except you'll see God with your own eyes. And then at the end of time, when God raises your body from the dead, this same body, flesh and bones, will inhabit heaven for all eternity. That's the life Jesus has won for you, because you're baptized into him and you have been raised with him. Of course, the Raised with Jesus podcast focusing on Romans chapter 6 and our identity in Christ, who was raised from the dead. Once again, the audio podcast of Resurrection Lutheran Church from Maumee, Ohio. You can find us at 2250 South Holland Savina Road, Maumee. You could also find us on Instagram at Raised with Jesus. God bless your day.